Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, we're gonna just put out chips.
All right. Where's that card?
The Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. Right.
Okay, here's the show. I'm gonna watch the recording too because we tried this earlier and everything went to hell. Oh. All right. Well, here's the deal. It's EBFN Radio, and we're going to talk to a lot of the leading left-wing activists about a real, about a real important issue in left-wing politics. And it is, well, I'll tell you in a minute, it is right-wing titty. And that's a big problem these days, affecting the left, so to speak, as you might call it, whatever. We've got Carlos Huantaso from Mexico City. We've got Bao Di Chi, and he's from London, England. There's no women on this show, for obvious reasons, because they're not copacetic with this issue. So left-wing they might be, but they don't think they have a clue what they're talking about in this area. We got Ed Gowers from Peking, Beijing, however you say it these days. It seems like it changes all the time. Beijing. Ed? Beijing? All right, whatever. Tong Shuan from University of Oklahoma. And he's quite a left-wing activist for many years. Tong Shuan, University of Oklahoma. And then Gosh Mo Vashin from Milan, Italy. An Indian gentleman who has migrated to Italy, immigrated. I probably offended someone. Gashmo Vashwan. Right on, brother. And even that was probably offensive. I don't know. You can't do anything these days. But the point of this roundtable for left-wing activists is this topic of right-wing titty. And I want to go to you, Carlos Huantaso, Huantaso, in Mexico City. Just for starters, is right-wing titty a... No, I'm cutting you off, Carlos. Sorry. We'll get to you in a minute. Let me give a little more background in the whole thing. What happens when you go to a local meeting, city council meeting, even a what do they call those things before the vote? I can't remember where you go decide who's going to be on the ballot, that thing, or you go to a or you watch Fox or CNN. What happens? You've got your left-wing position. You know what you think is right. The fact of the matter is, you know what is right. It's not what you think is right. It is right. Anyone who's not a total douchebag knows what you're thinking is right. And that is either a pro-union, true democracy, pro-labor, whatever, anti-war, whatever your stance is. Everyone, 99% of the population is like, Yeah, you're right. But what do they throw at you? Right wing titty. And they throw it up there. Excuse me. They throw it up there big time. And who's that real ugly woman on Fox with the blonde hair? I can't remember her name. Ed Gowers? Yeah, go ahead. That's it. Yeah. Ed, go ahead, Ed. Do you, Ed from Beijing, Peking, when I was a kid, they called it Peking, but now it's Beijing. I guess has the border changed, or I don't know what. But Ed, what's the status of right-wing titty in Peking?
Ed Gowers, University of Beijing. And this union busting steel unions and oil, busting the unions. Old time use of the right wing titty. Union busting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's
steel and mining and such industries, union busting, time tested union busting method of right wing day.
Ed, because I was curious, because, you know, across the globe, I wondered if the same thing was affecting you in Peking, and it sounds like they've got it there, too. They're throwing it down. Big old titty. Big old right-wing titty.
Executives bring it to a union meeting, double the D. And it's union busting, pure and simple.
I'm going to cut you off and go back to Bao Dao Chai in London. And let me ask you, Bao Dao, or Bao, or I don't know what part of it is your first name, to be honest. But what if you're on CNN, you know, you're talking about a union issue, a national strike in London, coal miners strike. What do you do when you come in, I'm going to say, confronted with right-wing titty? Big old titty.
I talk right-wing titty in China. Right-wing titty China. Make a left wing wither in a face of big titty.
And that's right. They're not, they don't put small titty out there, do they? Bow. Bow. You, yes, okay.
And so by now, so and I came and so yeah, did he come a government official and big TD to stop our protest.
And the any strategies you have to sort of, I don't want to get too graphic, I guess, Bao, but to push back against right-wing titty, because they throw it at you. They throw it at you big time.
In Tiananmen Square government Chinese army come not with ink, with gigantic deity in a form of a negotiator to set the man straight with a large breath and titty time. Right now.
I didn't, you know, even kind of this middle-of-the-road Democratic, I consider it kind of right-wing still, but kind of what is a lot of times called, you know, middle-of-the-road titty, but like Nancy Pelosi, I didn't know her tits were that big until she pushed for impeachment against Trump, and now I see, wow, there they are. And they're coming at you from a kind of centrist position. But they're huge, Bao. Or Tone. What's your name? Goshmo. Who am I talking to?
Yes, hello, Carlos. Here. And one comment on the early use of the right wing titty is Brigitte Bardot. And possibly extreme form of right-wing titty, white supremacist titty. And she is to serve as example in your country. She, it would be like, she is like the George Washington of right-wing titty.
Who's in Italy? Yeah, Goshmo. Where are you from originally? All right. Whatever. But, well, in India, was there right-wing titty in India? You know, let me ask you this. As a kid growing up in India, and maybe not at the time, but in hindsight, do you feel like, yeah, no, oh, yeah, so that's what that was? You know, I was arguing with a girl in grade school, and she said, no, you're lazy. And I didn't, and I, is this resonating? Yeah? Yeah? And you're thinking, I didn't, you know what, I didn't feel that lazy, but here we are in eighth grade, and your tits are so big, now I feel lazy. Maybe you've got a point. And that's right-wing titty. That's eighth grade right-wing titty. Since that, it did. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, that here's the predictive power of science. I'm just saying. What do you notice in India before you moved to Italy? Or tell us about either, you know, your cross-cultural experiences with this.
And in my country, this Carlos, the Cosa Nostra, and they come at you with the car bombs and assassins, and you can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when they come with the titty,
yeah, no, I can. You find definitely
you're paralyzed.
Yeah,
and you consent.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I apologize for the bad quality of this audio, but let me tell you a little story that's kind of apropos of the whole thing. And it's to do with local right-wing titty. And here's the story. I was at work, because I don't do this full time, of course. How could you? You can't be right. You can't be a left wing guy and do your left wing thing full time. You got to have some other kind of douchebag job to back you up. But I was at my douchebag job, and here this woman comes in, and she's a big time right winger, anti-abortion, anti, she's against anything, she's basically against, but with a big smile on her face, she's against anything that's just humanly decent that you would think of, you know. Just imagine everything, you know, she's for the death penalty, just the whole stereotype. She's the classic stereotype. But I will say this, she has another stereotype. Big old titties. Great big titties. Right-wing titties. And she throws that right-wing titty at me from 9 to 5. Here's the problem. She is taking piano lessons. She says, I'm talking to her. Ha, 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 ha. Also, I laugh at a lot more of her jokes than I would normally. Because, well, you know why. Ed Gowers, go ahead.
Union. They're busting the unions using Right Wing Day.
Mm-hmm. That's similar to this, Ed. She tells me, so here's this person I work with. She tells me, oh, I'm taking piano lessons. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't care. But in my other mind, I'm thinking, right-wing titty. And I think, that's so great that you are taking piano lessons and you're 40 years old. But guess what happens? She says, I wish I could record my piano recital this weekend. And I said, I've got a great handheld recorder. And again, this is why this sounds so crappy. Because what did I do? Right-wing titty. I give her my 44.1 WAV file, 24-bit, nice stereo mics, you know, on this thing. It's Tascam. So you know the quality's there. And I say, why don't you borrow this for the weekend and record your recital? Carlos Wantos, Mexico City.
Carlos, again, throwing in on the issue of Le Pen in France, the failure there, not that I regret it, but the failure of the Marie Le Pen is the atrocious titty that she throws out to the populace. It is not in any way a quality. This is to our advantage on the left. Don't get me wrong, but the kind of titty Le Pen is throwing out, you can't expect victory, especially in France. But Marie Le Pen, no, that is no right-wing titty.
Ed Gowers, Peking, Beijing, whatever. Ed Gowers.
And this union busting steel unions and oil busting.
So, it sounds like some similar experiences around the globe, actually. When you're on CNN or, God forbid, Fox News, whatever, what do you do when they say, oh, now you're next, we'd like you to talk to Michelle Bachmann, and I'm sorry, and I know this is going to shock a lot of the listeners, but ugly as she was, viewpoint-wise, I had moments of right-wing titty with her. Same with Sarah Palin. And I'm sorry, again, yeah, Palin, that's what I'm saying. Carlos Wantos. Bachman?
This Carlos, in my opinion, Palin and Bachman is the lowest grade of right-wing Titty. As they say, the farther to the right, the bigger the Titty. So there may be mid-right compared to Brigitte Bardot, as I said, possibly the George Washington of right-wing Titty.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate the honesty in this group. And again, why are there no, you'll probably write in, email me, text me, why are there no women on this panel? Because we don't want to hear your opinions, that's why. And the topic is right-wing Titty, and we think, we're sitting here thinking, and we all talked ahead of time, so we're in agreement on this. We don't want, how can I put this delicately? You don't matter. I guess that's maybe how I could put it best. Ed Gower, he said on that. Bao Dai? What is it? Bao Dai or Bao Dao? Bao Dai Chi? Bao, okay, I'm trying to get it right. Bao, here, you know what? Pretend I'm on Fox, and I'm a woman, and I'm pretty stupid, as a lot of them are in this right-wing world. And pretend, though, I don't get your, can't say your name. But what am I doing? That's right, Bao. I'm throwing Major League New York Yankees style titty at you. Big old titty. And now, Bao, how do you say your name? Or I'll be like the woman with big old right wing titty. Ready?
How do you say your name? How is it Bao? Bao?
Then you say what you do.
I'm your mind now. One more thing. The big titty, so much more rare in China.
Is it Bao?
Rare in China.
Is it Bao Dai?
But common in West. China have bigger effect on worker
that's,
movement
and
all
in any other situation.
Because
that's massively
free
condescending. But when you got that right wing titty coming at you,
and all
you balk. Ed Gowers.
Ed Gowers, University.
You do balk. I know you balk.
And this,
it's not, don't feel.
Busting steel unions and oil.
Don't apologize,
busting.
Ed. But don't.
Busting the unions.
You know, but don't not apologize either, I guess. I mean, we all should be apologizing. Because here's our left-wing
busting
heartfelt beliefs. And where do we leave them at the door? Every time there's right-wing titty, we laugh at the jokes. Do you laugh too loud? Normal titty, you don't, you might say, well, I think there is a conflict between your stance on abortion and your stance on the death penalty. I think there is a conflict there. Normally, you'd say that, or your position on nuclear arms and your position on abortion. I think there's a conflict there, saying you're pro-life. They throw some titty into the situation, and you go, ha, 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 gosh, mo vashin. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. 100% agree. Double D on that one. Yeah. Ton Chouin, double D. Yeah. Ed Gowers, double D. and Carlos Wantos, double D. Double D on that one. And in Mexico City, I can't imagine they don't, on some TV shows or something, they don't throw right wing titty at you. Oh, whoa, Carlos, whoa. Okay. That's just, that. Let's say it. Yep. You don't need to show it. Just say it. You know, it's just radio. It's not like X-Files or something. So, okay. Well, I'm not sure where we've gotten on this idea of right-wing titty, but I do want to thank you all for your the bravery you've shown in coming forth as left-wing men. And, you know, yeah, being open about your this whole issue. It's a terrible issue in politics, and particularly if you're trying to maintain a left-wing position with some consistency and some integrity, and they come at you with some massive titty. And what are you supposed to do? Be consistent? Easy for other people to say. But thank you again for your candor about right-wing titty. And we'll hope to talk to you again about this as right-wing governments fall. Maybe they dial the titty back a little bit. I don't know if they will. CNN doesn't. Even public radio, even though it's radio, I mean, I'm not sure. And then Fox and definitely the current administration, they're throwing it out there whenever they can. And the Republicans.
Sorry.
I can't. I'm surprised I said that about Sarah Palin. Mm. But
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum.
www.ebfn.org.
Okay.